I whisked open the door to find two tall, dark men, so smart in RAF uniforms and more handsome than anyone I'd ever seen. I was transfixed.
Joe Blackshaw, miss, we're billeted with you, and I'm very pleased to meet you.
Oh, you say that, but we all know that's a load of old bollocks. Everyone needs a drama. Everyone needs a bit of passion, a spark of electricity. You're just as entitled to it as the next girl. I'm glad you're finally getting a sense of what you want. It doesn't have to be a straightforward choice between boring old Pete and exciting yet closeted homosexual Scott. There is a middle ground, you know. Quite extraordinary, that doctor, she said. She was so rude.
She was a little.
More than a little, Edward. I mean, it was just so unprofessional. And she was clearly drunk.
Maybe she doesn't want to have to act like a professional the whole time.
What? You're not trying to defend that obnoxious little display, surely? That's right. I shagged everyone I could get my hands on. Surprise you, does it? You're a good girl behaving like that. Tess, I... And predictably, none of those one-night stands was especially fulfilling. Or made me feel good about myself. But you can't go out in the middle of the night on your own. Why not? Well, duh, it's dangerous. You could fall over and break your ankle and no one would find you for weeks and you'll starve to death. She hesitated, then added, and insects will crawl up your nose and into your brain and lay eggs. Then the eggs will hatch and your brain will explode.
Nice try, sweetheart. But you wouldn't have run if you'd seen nothing. Now, come here.
He wrapped his hands around Hannah and Greg's necks and forced them to their feet.
Let's find us somewhere a little cozier for our chat, shall we?
She broke her rule of ignoring the other prisoners and eyeballed Thorn.
If you know what's good for you, you'll back off.
Thorn grinned.
I don't know much about what's good for me, but I know a bit about what's good for kiddies, and sucking their blood ain't.
I'm warning you. Fuck off,
Serenity said, clenching her fist beneath the table.
What do you think, girls? Should I, as Vamp so poetically puts it, fuck off?
Harvey smiled shyly.
No, he said. I am really five, and I do have a pony. I ride her every day. And we have two cats and three dogs and, well, a lot of hens. They are noisy, but I like them. Daddy's looking after them at the moment.
He returned to plucking the edge of the blanket.
I miss them. Will it make Granny better?
Harvey asked Tess.
If I draw her a picture too?